This
is After Sunday.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the first episode of 2026 of After Sunday Digging Deeper. I am one of your co-hosts today, Elissa, and I am so excited to welcome back an oldie but a goodie. Sky is here with us today.
Hello. Welcome back, everyone.
And Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
This is the first podcast episode of 2026. So, Sky, thank you for joining me. I'm so happy to have you here.
You're welcome. I'm glad to be back.
So, New Year means we're also starting a new theme.
Mm-hmm.
So, we are looking at the Bible this year as God's love letter. And so we'll be going through all 66 books of the Bible,
mm-hmm.
and looking at how God is presented, or what we can learn about God from each of those books of the Bible. So some weeks we'll just be covering one book,
right.
Other weeks we'll be covering multiples. So we're so excited to take you on this journey with us. So today we're starting at the very beginning, a very good place to start.
Genesis.
And so we'll be looking at God as a creator, mm-hmm. and covenant maker,
mm-hmm.
today. So, Sky, you want to start out? Well, we're starting in Genesis 1. So if you don't know, I encourage you to read Genesis chapters 1 and 2. That is the story of creation. So, mm-hmm. how the world came to be, how God created everything.
Right. And one of the first points that Craig makes is that God creates with purpose. And I think that just sets the precedent for, honestly, Genesis, not, and for the rest of the Bible as well, is that everything God does was for a purpose, intentional. Mm-hmm. He didn't make the world for himself.
Right.
He created us in his own image, and he was very intentional in creating us. And I think that's very important. Especially in today's society, where a lot of people struggle with like self-identity and self-esteem and not feeling good enough. And we just have to have that constant reminder is that we are perfect in God's eyes.
Mm-hmm.
Like he did not make any mistakes. We're here for a reason. And I think that's just very important to kind of keep in mind whenever we have those low moments or we're listening to those untrue voices in our head. And we can just look back in Genesis 1 to remind ourselves of that.
Absolutely. Creation wasn't a chaotic experiment.
Mm-hmm.
Every system has a purpose, order, redundancy, safeguards. And God created those all intentionally. If you look at so many things in science, like if you look at the plants, like everything has a structure. It's not, you know, a mess. Everything
yeah.
is very ordered and has a purpose. And, you know, it was designed that way. So just remember, you were created intentionally by a father who loves you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So the second point that Craig makes, we move on to Genesis 3, and it's that God responds to sin with promised redemption. So we just got through talking about how everything has an order.
Mm-hmm.
Well, sin disrupts that intended order. And I think it's so inspiring, kind of like, and hopeful to look at how God responds
yeah.
to that.
Yeah. And Craig said something that I think was just like worded like perfectly, is that he said, God disciplines like a father, but he redeems like a savior. And I think mm-hmm. that is just so like inspiring. And it kind of like reflects back to when we were in kids and like, we get in trouble and we get upset and we get frustrated. But then like, at least with my parents, they always like talk to me after like, this is why I punished you, or mm-hmm. this is why that was wrong. And that's the same thing with God. Like,
right.
no, he doesn't actually like speak with us face to face, but he uses the Bible, of course, to speak to us about those things. And even when we do fall short and we do sin and we do disrupt that order, he also has mercy and grace mm-hmm. for us. And we have that ability to redeem ourselves for
right.
him.
When Adam and Eve in Genesis chapter 3, when they sinned, God didn't abandon them. He actually sought them out to talk with them.
Mm-hmm.
If something's broken, like he doesn't scrap his creation just because something went wrong, he mm-hmm. he goes to fix it. He invites, you know, recovery in right. that. And I think that's so hopeful and inspiring, especially like looking at the new year. It's such a good thing to carry with us.
Yeah,
to
just, that's a good point.
Help us go into this new year, these new opportunities with the right frame of mind.
Yeah. And I think it'd be kind of hard because like everyone has like their resolutions or their mm-hmm. goals. And, you know, most of the time, but sometimes people feel like a lot of pressure to uphold those things. And by like January 22nd, you're like, well, I failed. Yeah. I'm just going to like scrap the whole year. And that's right. not true. Like you can have more goals. You can mm-hmm. still push yourself. And I think that is kind of like you're saying with the new year, like having that perspective mm-hmm. too.
Exactly. If you fall off the wagon, just get back on the wagon. Yeah. Like don't be like, well, I messed up. So forget this.
Right.
If you take anything away, let us inspire you to, yes. to keep going and keep pushing and use God as an example for that. How if something's broke, if something needs fixing, he'll go and he'll initiate that. He won't just throw it in the trash.
Right. Yeah.
Our next point focuses in on Genesis chapter 6-9, and it's that God establishes covenant through mercy. And one of the key points that Craig talked about that I really loved was that a covenant is not a contract. It's a commitment of relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And so when God, and we're specifically talking about with Noah after the flood, God makes a covenant to never flood the earth with water again.
Mm-hmm.
And there's the rainbow. Mm-hmm. That's like this God signing his promise.
Yeah.
And I think it's so interesting that when God promised to do that, he didn't list all of these conditions like I won't ever do this again, but so long as you do this, this, and this. If you do this, this, and this, you know, all bets are off. That's not how it went. And I thought that was a really powerful way to put it, that it's not a contract. It's not dependent on us.
Right.
You know, God is stronger than that.
Yeah. Cause I mean, we're gonna disappoint God. And that's why he didn't put all those stipulations and requirements, mm-hmm. because we are gonna fall short. And that rainbow was God saying, like, I will not give up on you.
Mm-hmm.
And he always thinks that. And we can get discouraged. And, you know, like, kind of like what you've been saying is that we're going to make mistakes. We're going to mess up. But that it's not impossible for us to get back on mm-hmm. the right track. And Craig has said, like, God's mercy is stronger than human's rebellion. Mm-hmm. And I think that was also really, really powerful.
Yep.
Because that's so true. I mean, we can mess up 10 times over, but as long as we repent, God's to have mercy and, mm-hmm. and grace for us. Yep. So.
Absolutely. So moving on to Genesis chapter 12 through 36, mm-hmm. God advances his covenant through promise. So if you look at the key players in those chapters, we've got Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And they were imperfect people.
Right.
They messed up. If you haven't read that section of chapters, again, let me encourage you to do so if you're not familiar with that. But despite their repeated failures, God remains faithful through all of that, through, you know, deceit, through lies, through, you know, stumbles of faith. He's there. His promise survives because God is the one that sustains it, not our perfect actions, because just again, kind of hammering that point home,
yeah,
we're gonna fall short, we're gonna mess up, we are not gonna be perfect despite trying our hardest,
mm-hmm.
and it's God's sustenance that keeps us going,
yeah.
not through any action of our own,
right? Yeah. And I kept this point really short in my notes. I just said God keeps reaching, like he just yep. he keeps mm-hmm. trying, and we have to allow him. Like we can't push him away because we feel ashamed or we feel broken. Mm-hmm. God's always going to be there for us.
Absolutely. I think so many times I hear people be like, well, I'm too broken. I'm too far gone.
Mm-hmm.
Like God doesn't have any room for me. And that is just simply not true.
Yeah.
And his love and his power is perfected, you know, through taking broken things and making them perfect, fixing them. That's shown so many times throughout the Bible where the Lord uses imperfect people to kind of like show his perfect love.
Right. Yeah, mm-hmm. absolutely. Our last point was God fulfills his covenant through sovereignty. I can't say this word.
Sovereignty.
Sovereignty. Always. Yeah. what Elissa said. and these are chapters Genesis 37 through 50. So a huge chunk. But the biggest key player is Joseph, and his brothers, and kind of the trials and tribulations that Joseph had to go through, and then kind of the payoff that Joseph had. And I mean, Joseph had two options. If you're not familiar with the story, Joseph's brothers made it seem like Joseph had been killed. They were jealous of their father's attention on Joseph. And then Joseph was in slavery. He was eventually in prison. But then he ended up a very powerful ruler. And his brothers came to him. And they didn't recognize him at first. And then Joseph had the opportunity to, honestly, he could not have been graceful and forgiving, and he could have killed his brothers right then and there, but he didn't. So I think that's also kind of like a huge point of that. There are many roads that we can take depending on what card's been dealt for us.
Yep. And so, like, in this situation, God really is revealing his purpose over an extended period of time. Yeah. So Joseph, again, he was sold into slavery. He was in prison. He thought he was going to die. And he ends up being, you know, second in command in all of Egypt, basically.
Yeah.
And I guarantee you, he could not understand, like, why he was
why me?
Yeah. Why is this happening to me? How is this going to, you know, work together for good? I don't see it.
Mm-hmm.
And really, you know, that's how Genesis ends, and it ends with clarity that's only visible in hindsight.
Yeah.
So Joseph, he was able to see everything kind of come together at the end when, you know, he was merciful towards his brothers and their family was reunited and kind of all was made right again. But he didn't know he had no idea that's how
right.
it was going to end.
Yeah.
And I think this is so, there's so many things that happened in this particular story in this section of chapters. Like, so many things happening, and kind of think of it as like dominoes, like, well, this happened and then this happened and this happened because this happened. And God is always in control. He is never reacting. He's always arranging.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, think of this, like, so everything was happening in Joseph's life, but God is still in control
right.
through all of it, despite the fact that Joseph couldn't see it. And God is in control in our lives.
Mm-hmm.
And when we go through suffering, when we go through hard times and we're like, I just don't understand what I'm supposed to do. Yeah. Why is this happening to me? What am I supposed to do with it? What am I supposed to be learning? But it's important to remember, especially in those times when things can feel dark and deep, that God is in control and there is a purpose, even if we don't understand it.
Right. And one of the things that my parents kind of like taught me growing up is that God answers prayers, but his answers can look very differently. It could be yes, no, or not right now. Mm-hmm. And I think that kind of goes along with how we can't see the big picture, but God always sees a big picture. Mm-hmm. And there are things that happen for a reason. And we may not be able to see that reason, like you're saying, like right then and there. But as time goes on, and it could be a week, could be a month, could be 10 years, could be 15 years, we can all see that there was a purpose for what did or did not happen.
Mm-hmm.
And in Romans chapter 8, verse 28, it kind of reinforces that statement that God can see the big picture.
Mm-hmm. So I think as Christians, we kind of maybe think of Genesis as like, oh yeah, we know it's creation. And there's all of these Old Testament, and we refer to them a lot of times as characters. And I think it's really easy for us to forget that they were like
real people. Yeah.
It's like, this isn't, and a lot of Genesis is you learn when you're super young and they're stories and they follow that like narrative pattern very well. So it's very easy to teach children about it and to do that. But you know, it's still super important. It still matters. It teaches us that life is not accidental, that God does not abandon his creation just because we're broken or things, you know, don't go exactly to plan. Promises from God outlast problems, and that God works on timelines longer than ours.
I like
so,
that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, keep those in mind as you read through Genesis, as you remember, you know, these examples of things as we head into the new year. And finally, we'll leave you with this. This is how Craig closes his lesson. Trust the Father who creates and commits.
Very nice. Yep.
Thank you. Thank you all so much for tuning in, whether you start your week with us, whether you use us as a midweek pick-me-up, or you end your week with us. We're so happy that you're here. Parker is not here. I think he's been here the last couple of weeks to do his spiel about we need you to, wherever you listen to your podcast, please share it. Mm-hmm. You know, leave us a review if you want to, if you really enjoyed. If you didn't enjoy, you don't have to leave us a review. but if you really enjoyed it and want to leave us a 5-star review, we'd really appreciate it. But mainly, you know, share this podcast mm-hmm. Wherever you're listening with people. Maybe you know somebody who's starting the new year with some resolutions and want to keep them inspired and hopeful and remind them if they fall off the wagon to just, you know, get back up again. We'd really appreciate it if you share.
All right. Thank you, everybody. Have a good week.
Bye, everyone.
This
is After Sunday.